I have on the board a Bible verse. I didn't intend to talk about that this evening, but I have it up there for a reason. And the reason why I have it up there is Sam erased the other one last time.
last Sunday.
So actually last Sunday he had up there, and he had written up there Matthew 6:33. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. And I got home a little bit later, and I was told that Caroline recognized that verse on the board. That she looked at it and said, hey, I know what that says. She's pretty remarkable. She turned 4 years old last month. And she's already reading. I mean, you know, just little bits here or there, you know, nothing, not like, you know, not like Moby Dick or something, but something, you know, but doing pretty well with the reading that she's doing. So I decided I wanted her to look at this and do the same thing. Now, I don't know if she has yet or not. Baby girl, you recognize this? This is, what'd she say? I already did?
No, she said, I haven't read it yet.
The reason why is because I have been sharing with her and having her memorize certain verses, and not just her, but Seth as well. And one day Asa will be able to do that sort of thing as well, Lord willing. And the reason is because I want her to in times of distress, at times of difficulty, I want her to fall back on these verses. If she's having a difficult time one day, I want her to think back, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, let all things be made known to God. With thanksgiving. Did I miss that part? With thanksgiving, let all things be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds and through Christ Jesus. Man, I want her to fall back on that. I want that to happen. Same with Matthew 6:33. I want her to fall back on that. Not just her, but all of our kids. You know, our kids are amazing. Did you know? I don't mean our as in my three kids. I don't. But kids generally, they're amazing creatures. You don't realize how amazing they are until you spend a lot of time with them, until you start raising them. They're certainly amazing. And when they're very young, they can memorize so much. It's just so remarkable to see that with them. You know, I could memorize episode names to one of my favorite shows. I could memorize all sorts of things when I was a kid. I know some of you might be into sports, could remember stats of that nature, different kind of sports stats and things like that. You know, they can memorize, they memorize so much. Can't they memorize a Bible verse? And that's another thing I wanted to point out for all of us, to take home with us, is, you know, not all of us have kids at home, so it's difficult for us to be able to do that sort of thing. But we should do our best to, if we do have children, get them to memorize things. Not only that, but memorize things ourselves. It's so important to do that. You know, I'm not, and I'll be honest, I'm not really big on memory or memorizing things. You know, Sam talked about having a good memory. Some of you know I went to school for physics. There's one number that I have memorized, but it's not because I sat down and tried to memorize it. It's 6.673 times 10 to the negative 11. That is the gravitational constant. I have that memorized not because I sat down and tried to memorize it, but because I used it so much. And that's another thing we can do. It's just, and again, he mentioned repetition. We looked at Philippians 3:1, that the repetition that's involved with that. Repetition is very helpful for us. And that's how they memorize things. That's how I've had them memorize it. We just go, I haven't sat down and tried to say, memorize this. I just said, let's read it. And eventually Caroline said, I want to do it myself. Okay. So the more we read something, the more we go over it, the more we use it, the more likely we are to have it memorized, and how beneficial that is to us when we're in dark times, when we're having difficulties, when we're going through all that. So I encourage you, now not just Philippians 4, 6, and 7, not just Matthew 6, 33, but there's so many other verses that we could sit down and memorize and learn and help us to understand what we need to do and how best to handle certain situations. It can be so helpful for us. And some of those verses that I have memorized, partly because, as Sam also mentioned in the class, about the invitation that we give at the end of every lesson, I have a lot of those verses memorized. Why? Because I sat down and tried to memorize them? No, because of use, how often we use them. Right? He who believes and is baptized shall be saved. He who does not believe shall be condemned. Right? Matthew 6, or Mark 16, 16. We have, that's, you know, belief. Baptism is right there. Repentance. I tell you no. Unless you repent, you will all likewise perish. Luke 13, 3. Confession. Confessing the name of Christ. We see in Matthew 10, 33, or 32 and 33, if you confess me before men, I will confess you before my Father who is in heaven. If you deny me before men, I will deny you before my Father who is in heaven. And of course, baptism. There is also an antitype which also now saves you, baptism, not the removal of the filth of the flesh, but the answer of good conscience toward God, 1 Peter 3, 21. All these things that we have to do to be saved is such an important thing to have memorized, to remember these things. And it can also help you in your discussions with other people. It can be very helpful. If you can't memorize the verse exactly, do what you can to memorize the reference. You know, I've gone through those Back to the Bible lessons so many times, I have the references memorized. Oh yeah, I might not exactly remember the verse, but I know where I can find it. And it's so helpful for us. Of course, I'm supported by everyone here, so I have the time to do that sort of thing. But it's so important for all of us to take that time as well. It can be so beneficial for all of us. And I encourage you to do that. If you need to be baptized, if you need to obey the gospel, those listening online or those who are here today, I encourage you to do that, to do what needs to be done so that your soul can be can have a secured place in heaven. And if you are faltering, if you're failing in some way and you need to make it right, I encourage you to do that as well. Please, if you have a need, whatever need you might have, please come forward as we stand and as we sing.